House has passed the operating budget, which is our only constitutional duty. Now we're waiting for the Senate to share the capital budget with us so that we can carefully review and hopefully add to it before adjournment. There's been a lot of discussion lately about energy. With the high cost of fuel these days, people all over the state are struggling to pay their utility bills. There are several pieces of legislation being discussed this year that address the issue from different directions. House Bill 250, Renewable Energy Grants, will reauthorize this fund that began in 2008. This program has already awarded grants for more than 200 renewable energy projects across the state, several of which have helped with development of more hydropower in Southeast. These grants will have a significant impact on the cost of energy for many small communities that are trying to become less dependent on diesel fuel. I am proud to be a co-sponsor of this bill, which has passed the House and will soon be heard in Senate Finance. Passage of House Bill 294, the Power Cost Equalization, or PCE bill, will help more Alaskans with their immediate energy needs by raising the kilowatt-hour ceiling from 500 to 600 per month. It will also help some small business owners who have not qualified for PCE before. The Alaska Energy Authority determines eligibility of community facilities and residential customers and authorizes payment to the electric utility, which then passes the savings on to their customers. 9 communities in Southeast qualify for PCE. I'm happy to be a co-sponsor for House Bill 36, Small Business Energy Efficiency Grants, which is modeled after the AHFC's Home Energy Rebate Program. This program will allow small business owners wishing to make energy efficiency improvements on their businesses to receive a rebate for some of their expenditures. This could help many of the 16,000 small enterprises in Alaska who can use the money previously spent on fuel costs to grow their businesses. That's all for now. I'll talk to you again next week.